Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Derek Chauvin will not testify. Judge Peter Cahill, a 14-year veteran of the bench, with instructions directed at Mr. Chauvin.
He can give you advice, and...
Western governments and MSM now announcing the lockdowns are permanent. Forced inoculations are here. And still you'll wear those dirty masks, you dirty human.
3 weeks to protect the NHS. Stay home to flatten the curve. Just hold on until summer, then it's over. Well, now it's forever. Everything that we endured, everything that we complied with in order to get back to normal has now apparently gone out of the window because the experts say we're never getting back to normal. They're now suggesting COVID restrictions will never be lifted. UK government medical officer says masks should be worn for years. Biden's 100-day mask challenge is now wear masks for the rest of the year. And the UK government promised no vaccine passports. Now they're about to implement them. Some restrictions should
get bit by a spider that's radioactive, or they get a deadly vaccine and they mutate and turn into a superhuman. Most people won't turn into superhumans, they'll die. But out of this mass manipulation, this mass mutation program, they know that they get some really bizarre mutations in cows, in pigs, in rats, in guinea pigs, in sheep. And they've also now done it in China to humans. And so this is a mass experiment on us to cause mass mutations that can then be studied by the globalists to get life extension technologies, to find the Lazarus gene, to find the immortal cell lines. Those are all real things I just mentioned.
Chinese scientists create GMO superdogs. A group of Chinese scientists say they are the first researchers to have used a breakthrough gene editing technology to successfully double the muscle mass of dogs. For this new research, the scientists used 65 beagle dog embryos, focusing in on genes encoded for myostatin, a protein that inhibits muscle growth. By injecting the enzyme complex CRISPR-Cas9 into the embryos, the objective was to knock out the myostatin genes in the dog's DNA. With myostatin out of the way, the beagle's muscles can grow to new extremes.
In 2018, Hei Junkui announced the birth of the world's first CRISPR-modified babies, twin girls known only as Lulu and Nana.
I understand my work will be controversial, but I believe family need this technology.
There was outrage.
In a chilling op-ed, the U.S. Intel chief has warned that China could be breeding genetically modified soldiers.
And the fact that they're trying to use gene editing tools to change the nature of human beings is not surprising, because this is who they really are. And we had that similar experience, did we not? With Nazism and that authoritarian regime trying to conduct human experiments to do the very same thing.
This globalist runaway, breakaway civilization, the scientific takeover, has been beta testing for decades. Now they've gone live. And this is definitely the big one. I knew they had some plans to release bioweapons, scare us, lock us down for a while, and then incrementally release bioweapons that were more deadly to slowly cull our numbers. They've decided to just go all the way with this, with delayed kill operations. And now, again, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, head of vaccines, head of allergy development, they said, I'm sorry, I was always a mainline guy, but I've reverse engineered this, and this is a poisonous gene therapy that is going to start shutting everybody's livers down within 6 months to 1 year, and it's also going to cause brain plaques, and it's also going to attack babies in utero, and it's the end of humanity. That's the former chief scientist, former Pfizer VP. Your government is lying to you in a way that could lead to your death. That's a quote. And Woodargan, he wrote a big letter on December 1st begging Europe not to approve any of the vaccines, not the virus vectors, not the Pfizer, not any of it. Because they all do the same thing. And he got almost no attention, and they followed an injunction. And the EU just brushed aside. But now what he said in that report in December, here we are 4 months later, and everything they talked about is now coming true. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto shipping your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Gentlemen, we are live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this April 15th, 2021 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And the arrest of our reporter is big national news. We're going to look at some of that here in a moment. And then we're going to look at the situation with Russia and the United States economy. The riots that are already starting across the nation ahead of the verdict in the next week or so, maybe longer, in the Chauvin trial of Minnesota. It's all coming up today.
Arrests still continuing for the January 6th Capitol riot, and a San Marcos man who worked for InfoWars was arrested yesterday in connection with that breach at the U.S. Capitol building. A lawsuit states the investigation into Samuel Montoya started 5 days after the riot when a family member tipped off the FBI that he went inside the Capitol building back in January. Montoya also had a video of himself in the Capitol. He faces several charges, including entering a restricted building.
Now this, the ironically named Civil Rights Division of the Biden Justice Department announced today there will be no charges brought against the man who shot and killed protester Ashley Babbitt in the Capitol back in January. No one who pays attention was surprised to hear this. In cases like this, the benefit of the doubt usually does go to law enforcement. As we've often said, we are fine with that. It should. But still, in a free society, the rest of us have a right to know roughly what happened. In this case, we have a right to know who shot Ashley Babbitt and why. No one will tell us. The Biden administration says the man who killed Babbitt is a Capitol Hill police officer and he did the right thing. That's all they've said. We know that Ashley Babbitt was short, she was female, and she was unarmed. There is no evidence the officer who killed her gave her any kind of verbal warning before he pulled the trigger. Is that now standard procedure? We'd imagine the rules of engagement for federal agents were limited to the use of deadly force in situations where law enforcement has reason to believe they or the people they're around are in imminent danger of being harmed. You can't just shoot people without warning because they're in the wrong place. That's not allowed. Except now, apparently, it is allowed. So when did these rules change? And once again, who exactly shot Ashley Babbitt? Journalists exist to ask these questions, but they're not asking them. The Washington Post wrote a long story today about the DOJ's announcement and never raised a single one of these questions. The Post didn't name the shooter or even acknowledge that the government is withholding the name of the shooter. Quote, authorities determined that there was insufficient evidence to prove Babbitt's civil rights were violated, the Post declared, and that was it. The rest of the piece was a personal attack on Ashley Babbitt and on her political views. She deserved to die. That was the point of the Washington Post story. How amazing to read something like this, especially now. 1,100 miles from Washington in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, a police officer accidentally reached for her gun instead of a taser and killed a man called Dante Wright. It was a tragedy. All shootings are tragedies. But we know that officer's name because every news organization in the country printed it immediately. She is now resigned. She is now facing charges. Her mugshot is everywhere. It's all over the internet. And that's why two nights ago, a mob showed up at her house and forced she and her husband to flee. And she's not the only one. Last August, a police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin, shot a man called Jacob Blake. Do you remember that? Riots erupted immediately. Well, yesterday, that officer was cleared of all charges. When that story broke, NPR, National Public Radio, put that police officer's name and photograph on the front of their website. So that's the standard, except in this case, where they are still hiding the identity of the officer who shot Ashley Babbitt. Are you sensing a theme here? The standards that big news organizations use to cover shootings depend entirely on the political views of the people who get shot. When the Washington Post doesn't like the candidates you vote for, they suppress the details of the case. In the case of Ashley Babbitt, we know next to nothing about how she died, and we wouldn't know anything if her shooting hadn't been captured on video by people who don't work at the Washington Post. One of those people is a video editor from Texas called Samuel Montoya. Montoya was in the U.S. Capitol that day. Montoya doesn't look much like a white supremacist. He has no criminal history that we're aware of. On January 6th, Samuel Montoya took what may be the clearest video of Ashley Babbitt's death. So there are a lot of things to notice about that tape. It's a very sad tape. But here's what jumps out. Ashley Babbitt had no weapon. She wasn't attacking anyone. She couldn't attack anyone because she was climbing through a window at the moment she was shot. But what is most striking and never discussed is that several Capitol Hill police officers in paramilitary gear, the guys with the helmets with the cameras, were standing directly behind Ashley Babbitt when she was killed. They were carrying what Joe Biden refers to as weapons of war, loaded AR-15s. So explain to us slowly how Ashley Babbitt posed an imminent physical threat to anyone when she was killed. Well, she didn't. Sammy Montoya's footage proves it. And we're grateful that we have that tape. If we didn't have that tape, the New York Times would be telling us that Ashley Babbitt was beating people to death with a fire extinguisher when she was killed. But thanks to Sammy Montoya, the New York Times cannot claim that. We'd love to have Sammy Montoya tonight on the show to describe what he saw that day, but we can't do that because he's in jail. Yesterday, a large group of armed federal agents showed up at Montoya's home in Austin, Texas. They smashed his front door, they confiscated his electronic devices, and they threw him in jail. He's still there. He's behind bars right now. So what was his crime? Well, to find out, we read the Biden administration's arrest warrant application. The FBI says it began investigating Sammy Montoya after one of his family members provided, quote, proof that Montoya was physically inside the U.S. Capitol near the shooting of a woman on January 6th, 2021, end quote. Now, to be clear, Montoya did not shoot the woman, Ashley Babbitt. He just happened to be nearby. But wait a second. Weren't there plenty of journalists inside the Capitol on January 6th? Well, according to CNN, yes, there were. In fact, CNN ran a piece telling us that, quote, congressional reporters became the country's eyes and ears as rioters stormed the Capitol. So the question is, why hasn't the FBI arrested the people that CNN identified in its story? The photographers from Getty, for example, the political reporters from NBC News, the congressional correspondents from CNN itself and from the AP. Well, that's a good question. The FBI explains why in the warrant affidavit. Quote, at times during the video, Montoya describes himself to others inside the Capitol building as a reporter or a journalist.
All right, so we provided that raw HD footage to Tucker Carlson. Sam was released last night, right about the time that Tucker Carlson went on air. So that was accurate when he said that he was basically still in jail. He was let out sometime during the Tucker Carlson hour, I think like 7:15 Central. And again, he's charged with making noise in the Capitol. They say that disrupted things. It's asinine. CNN gave $35,000, so did NBC, $70,000 total, to Jaden X, who was there saying, let's burn this place down, and encouraging people to attack and destroy things. He said he went to D.C. to pose as a Trump supporter to get people to do that. And out of hundreds of thousands that had already gotten to the Capitol ahead of Trump finishing his speech at the Ellipse, they got a few hundred people to do it. And then you're this big crowd, because I was there, I got there in the middle of it. You don't know what's going on inside. You don't know what's happening. You just see people going into the Capitol. But I figured, I'm not going in there. And so we went and tried to get people to not go in. I said, don't go in. It'll end up being a Kent State. And 30 minutes later, Ashley Babbitt was shot dead. And now the left is all over the national news. Arrest Jones. He sent his reporter into provocateur things. And, of course, it's the opposite. They're the ones provocateuring. They're the ones staging all this. It's absolutely incredible. By the way, we filed a 4-year yesterday. I had a law firm do it. So that we can sue them if they don't release it, the name of the police officer that executed her. And so we're going to have more of that coming up today. There's so much to break down, serious issues with Russia, and so much more. Stay with us.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Let me tell you what's coming up on this outlaw, illegal broadcast in the globalist view. We've got the iconic trailblazer, the visionary, David Icke, joining us. Boy, I thought he was nuts 25 years ago. He's dead on. We've got him joining us in the second hour. And then Owen's going to pop in at the end of the third hour. And then also an amazing trailblazer, Phil Salente, hosts the fourth hour ahead of the War Room. We're going to have Patrick Halley, a guest hosting with Owen, popping in from the border. They're just trying to digest the hours of undercover footage and whistleblower stuff they've got. Because, you know, Veritas will put out one or two reports a week. They've got a huge crew and they're great people. They've got to digest and put their reports out. We're live putting out 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours a day and our reports. And so it's really breakneck, but there is a lot in the pipeline. I can't tell you yet, but let's just say this. I see comments on InfoWars saying things that just sound outlandish, like, I bet they're doing this with the children. And I'm like, oh, come on, that's a little too much. And then we catch them doing it. They want their blood. I'm just going to leave it at that. They can sell a pint of a three-year-old's blood for $10,000 to a globalist. They're paying $10,000 for it. They don't drink it. They put it in their veins. And I told you that a long time ago because I know a lot of rich people. I know billionaires and folks are like 10 years ago, Alex, you're a little bit fat and out of shape and tired and you work too much. Why don't you go to this doctor I know and they can get you some young blood? You know, the kids are like 12, 13. They sign off on it, goes to their college fund, the doctor tells me. But, man, I'm telling you, I feel great. And like some 80-year-old man's got like shiny, you know, looking skin. And I'm like, yeah, no thanks. A, the Bible says don't do it. B, there's all sorts of weird viruses and stuff in other people's blood. It's not normal, you know. And, I mean, I wouldn't want my wife's blood in me, you know what I mean? Even though I'm very close to my wife, we're, you know, have that sexual communion. But that sexual interface, that Congress, having somebody's blood in you is a big, big deal. Now, if it's absolutely going to die, loss of blood, whatever, a lot of folks die from those blood transfusions later, but I'm digressing. The point is that we become a total commodity and we're not valuing human life anymore, and it's extremely dangerous for everybody. And what we're seeing down at the border is way worse than I even thought, and I'm about to go to the border tomorrow. And we'll have live feeds throughout the weekend at InfoWars and Bandai Video. And I'm actually dreading it because it is very depressing to see stuff worse than I've seen in any third world country, and I've been around the world, and to know it's orchestrated, and now there's a new contract for $530 million to Biden's own basically family, it's connected to his family, to expand the facility just in McAllen. That's $500 million just where we're at. This is the epicenter on top of all the other giant centers. And the news is like to fix the crisis. No, it's the wedge opening up the door. So we have congressional Dems introduce court packing bill to add 4 justices to the Supreme Court. We have Biden backs down after Putin warns him to stay away from Ukraine for his own good. We have new textbooks and video coming out of the insane indoctrination of communism, anti-Americanism, and anti-white racism being taught in New York schools and L.A. schools. We have giant developments on the police state front and Ashley Babbitt and what happened there, our reporter being arrested 2 days ago. We have huge COVID martial law, world government announcements, Biden saying, of course, a new bigger pandemic's coming. You'll never leave lockdown. You might have a few months off of lockdown, but now anytime somebody dies of the flu or the cold, you have to stay locked in your house. I mean, this is just mainlining total tyranny to see how obedient we'll be, and so many folks have been obedient, so it just confirms the nightmare we knew was coming. So I'm not being a negative person. I'm admitting the problems so we can counter it and do something about it. That's just some of what we've got coming up today. But first, I'm going to tell listeners this. This is very serious. We have a gigantic organic audience at Band.video and on our radio stations and TV stations and at Infowars.com. Despite all the deplatforming and all the attacks, the major articles everywhere about why can't we shut down Jones? Why isn't he shut down yet? Now the Democrats just say everywhere, we want Jones arrested. And you see the things that are going on. And so normally in the old days, we have a giant audience. We would have a lot of revenue. But we're winning when it comes to huge audience. And you spread the word. And people telling folks to tune in to the forbidden transmission. Everything we've talked about is coming out in the open right now. So our credibility is extremely high. But I know that the country's in an engineered depression now. And I know people don't have as much money. And so I don't want to lay people off, and I don't want to not do what we're doing. I don't want to not have coverage of the verdict coming up next week in Minnesota. I don't want to not have coverage on the border that nobody else is doing. I don't want to have to cut anything. I want to be able to expand. But right now, I am pushing into the red. I am right up against not bringing enough money and not having money to buy new product. Because what I can do is go into emergency mode, not buy new product, sell out what we have, keep going another 6 months, and then start shutting down and imploding down to a very small show that's not as effective. And I really don't want to do that. So, listen, we got great products you need. We have things that are essential. Vitamin Mineral Fusion selling out. I'm still keeping it 40% off. Liquid multivitamin mineral with amino acids. You get it for 50% off when you get it with Winter Sun. That sale only has 3 days left. So Winter Sun, back in stock, 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. That's going to have to end on Sunday. Essential Vitamin Combo Pack, 50% off, ending soon. Rocket Rest, amazing natural sleep aid, so valuable for your life and your health, 40% off. Lung Cleanse, 50% off, ending soon. All T-shirts, $17.76. And we have the Be Part of Operation Endgame, Warn the World, Stop the Great Reset. You can get the documentary film Endgame and make copies of it and share it with everybody. It doesn't have the copy guard on it. As low as $3.95 when you buy 10 or more. $3.95 a piece. It's $14.95 for an individual film. So we can fund ourselves. $9.95 for two each. $8.95 when you get three. Five DVDs are $5.95 each. And 10 DVDs are $3.95 each at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're only doing 100 of these. They went up for sale yesterday. We've already sold 15 of them. People like individual art, individual mementos. Well, we've done that. I have a special thank you card that goes out to 100 people. And it's got some original art that I came up with that is the wolf chasing the sheep. We'll have another special card we're going to put out in a month that is the sheepdog chasing the sheep. But this is 100 of 100 and 1 of 100. There's 100 of these cards. And it says, as we continue our historic efforts to fight for truth, I wanted to reach out and thank you for your generous support in the fight against the globalists. Together, we can continue to grow in a worldwide operation geared towards promoting freedom and patriotism. As one of our top supporters, people that are ordering this film, I would like to personally thank you for your contributions to the InfoWar. Without you, the information war would be already lost. But because of your actions and God's providence, we will be victorious. And remember, if you are receiving this message, you are the resistance. So we're selling 100 DVDs with 100 postcards of this original art signed by me. And that's it. So there's 100 of 100. And my thank you to you and my signature. People have been requesting this. And here is 1 of 100 at InfoWarsStore.com. Get these if you'd like to be special boosters of the transmission. That's what it takes to fund one of the only major independent media groups that's pro-human on the face of terra firma. We shall return in T-minus 4 minutes with massive news and intel for free humanity. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
With the 7 universities that tested tens of thousands of COVID samples and found out they were influenza, A, B, others, and that they were other pneumonia viruses. None of it was what they said. The virus wasn't even there. So in almost all cases, it's not even that. Well, then why did they release it from Wuhan? Because Bill Gates wants to own it? And because Bill Gates has signaled, and I've studied all of their different, not all their different, but a lot of their different Johns Hopkins and Rockefeller Foundation documents. We've all done it together here on air. and you learn the rhythm of how they operate. You learn the tempo. And so before Gates and Fauci and all of them said, oh, another bigger pandemic's coming, this is really just an exercise to make sure we're ready. Well, that's because their own people know it's a fraud, their own doctors and scientists. That's why you see thousands of prominent scientists and doctors and epidemiologists and the former head scientist of Pfizer and the head of the EU advisory commission, Wolfgang Ludarg, and just every, because those are normal doctors and normal scientists, and they say this is all a giant fraud. But the ones at Big Pharma and the ones in the institutions carrying it out, they need a cover story. So they're told internally, okay, it's really a drill. Terrorist stole bioweapons research we were doing to cure stuff. We were working on hypothetical weapons that might attack us. That's their cover for creating the weapons. That's a fact. And then they say, so we've got to go ahead and do the global lockdown drill to make sure humanity's ready when we get hit. And they're like, oh, okay, we're in on the group, then we're doing this bad thing, so we're ready. It's evil for good. It's end justifies the means. And then they've got them. And that's how they run this major scam. In fact, that's only like a 3-minute video. Will you cue that back up where a great narrator is actually reading what the scientist, what the doctor said, and I'll play that in a moment. But first, hear it from Biden yesterday. Biden chillingly saying, oh, we've got to get rid of this pandemic. He's got to be our savior. And we got to take the vaccine and get tracker systems and show our IDs and leave our houses and be non-essential. And because, you know, this was all just a drill for the big one. And then they practice covering up vaccine deaths. They practice covering up the origin of it. It's all a giant test. And when you read the different John Hopkins and Rockefeller documents, they even tell you it's a drill. And then he even goes on CNN and goes on Colbert, Bill Gates, and says, oh, this was really just a test. Hell, Klaus Schwab wrote 6 months ago, he said, COVID-19 is not an existential threat. Just saying to investors, don't worry. This is really just us bringing in a carbon lockdown system. And then months later, they were in the news saying, we need carbon lockdowns to save the earth. We need to eat bugs and we need to drink synthetic meat. It's like meat slurpees and we need to eat weeds. And they're just giving you dystopia and saying, we'll give you some free credit after we bankrupt you and make you obsolete. You're at a small farm, small businesses, you're at a main street. And then when you behave and do what we say, sterilize yourself, sterilize your children, you take the psychotropics, say you're disabled, say you're a loser, then we'll give you enough to live. But it'll be synthetic poison that kills you. And they admit that's their plan to phase us out and take over. It's all soft kill. So you ready for the climate lockdowns? I told you over a year before they announced that in February, that's exactly what this was. How'd I know? Klaus Schwab said it. Oh, but Mr. Greenblatt over at the ADL will call you an anti-Semite. If you cover that, like, what the hell did Jews have to do with a global government and euthanasia and sterilization? But that's how this works. Oh, you want to have an audit of the 10.6 billion Black Lives Matter groups got last year? Oh, my God, you're a white supremacist. Even though mainly old white people like George Soros got the money. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing. I have no privacy and life's never been better. Who said that? What now, Jones? Oh, Jones is crazy. He says we'll own nothing, have no privacy, have no freedom. We'll love it in 15 years. That's what they said this a few years ago. Now it's 10 years away. Now it's 9 years away. And now you're learning, you see. No, I didn't say that. Klaus Schwab said that while Leonardo DiCaprio looks like a total psycho in the front row. And everyone's getting off on they're at the head of the table. They're the global elite. They're going to get rid of us. They're going to test all the biotech on us. But let's put up the headline for the live show today before I get into this news. And I'll get to it in a moment. Before I even play Biden. Thursday Live. Alien life forms are secretly being created in labs across the world. Every time I put a headline out like that, the media bites and they make a joke. They go, Jones claims there's aliens. And no, they didn't come from Alpha Centauri's little tinfoil flying disc. If you, here's an example, and I've used this example a lot, you know, I'll cover it next segment, but remember the movie, print it off for me, it's a cheesy B-movie, had the attractive blonde model in it, Species, came out like 20 years ago. Guys, will you print me the IMDb on that? But they've got a radio telescope aimed at a distant star system, and they get a transmission back that's from an intelligent life form that is the human genome with a few little changes to it. It says, make this. And they have gene editing power, and because it's set in the near future, and they edit it together. It looks like a little girl, but it's not. Now, see, that's an alien. And if we got a transmission from deep space that told us how to build something that wasn't from here, we would be building an alien. You understand? Because it's not of this world. Well, that's a movie made, what was it, 20 years ago? I don't remember, 25 years ago? But that's the reality of thousands and thousands and thousands of labs everywhere with gene guns just randomly mixing animal and human DNA. But that's not enough. Now they're creating random computer-created new life forms that don't come from the reptiles, don't come from amphibians, don't come from pinnipeds, don't come from mammals, don't come from fungus, don't come from anything of this world, and they're just randomly injecting it into every life form you can imagine. And they found if they inject it into a colony creature like a jellyfish, they can have the jellyfish genes, I was reading a study, jump through into mammals. So that's why whatever they're mixing together in these vaccines, they're adding jellyfish genes to the Pfizer so it can carry something not of this world into you. Yeah, I said I'd cover it next segment. I'm covering it now. So here's the deal. I don't know if they're getting advised by aliens, the devil, whatever. That's just a hypothesis because they're destroying humanity. They're crazy. They act like they got a gun to their head. They're not stopping. They're very organized. Or they're just super evil and want to become God because they say we're going to merge the machines. We're going to become God. We're going to rewrite the genetics of the planet. And but their public propaganda, oh, they're going to save the earth. They love the children. And, you know, they need to give all your rights up. Carbon dioxide is so poisonous. Oh, and did you know that methane that bovine release and humans release is toxic? Yes, what you pass gas is bad. That's always been part of the earth. There's always been bovine across the planet. There were, it's about the same number of bovine they think was in North America before we killed the tens of millions of buffalo as our cows today. But it's the same damn animal. But oh my gosh, it's bad to have methane in the atmosphere when it's always, but see, they have a new satellite NASA's launching to track the methane. Oh, carbon dioxide, oh, methane, oh, carbon, oh, well, we got to put a fart bag on the cow and capture it, poor thing, and shove a huge nozzle up its rear end because it's dirty and it's bad. Oh, but all these splice clones and all the super viruses and all the new things they've made, microchips for you, and oh my gosh, and new DNA manipulated viruses that aren't even of any life form's origin, randomly made by computers, injected into you by Bill Gates. It's all completely normal. It's all completely fabulous. Yep, there it is. Cow fart crackdown, man. The cow farts are deadly, but man, let's make those animal human clones. Just when we come back, I'll get to Biden's thing. Oh, we got to fix this one because the next one's coming. It's like, you know.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Prestigious universities have tested tens of thousands of COVID samples and found no COVID vaccine. I thought David Icke went too far 14 months ago when he said there is no COVID. And it's all a fraud. And then Gates put out the whole story out of the lab so they could have some new thing that they own and then they can roll something out later. He was dead on. I don't know how he knew that. It's been now confirmed. We'll talk to him next hour. But the facts are, if you don't have vitamins and minerals in your body and sunshine and good clean water, you're going to die. That's why they're called essential. Got to have oxygen, got to have water, got to have vitamin C, got to have vitamin D, got to have zinc. Well, there's like 14 vitamins and a whole bunch of minerals you got to have or you die. And the globalists know that. But I was surfing around the internet this morning and saw somebody with the tag Alex Jones is right again. And I saw this on Twitter and I loved it. Folks are wearing a mask when you're made to do it. People say, why do you sell masks and say InfoWars.com? Well, I mean, sometimes I got to fly and they're not going to let me on. It's a private company. It's a fraud. We should lobby them. We should stop it. But if I'm going to do it, I'm going to say InfoWars.com. But I am going to print up masks. Because let me tell you, this is never going away. They're going to clamp down, release. Clamp down tighter, release partially. Clamp down almost all the way, release a little bit. And then clamp down and never release. Take about 5 years probably. And if we push harder, it'll take them longer. Or if we really push and defeat them, they'll stop it. But I'm going to create a mask that says this is a mind control device and that it's white and even has the print on it, kind of like these folks did. And you should make your own where you explain that it causes bacterial pneumonia, that it's a muzzle, that it's criminal, because it's a great point. It says the politicalwarroom.com, I guess, is who originally put this out. So it's beautifully done. And I think it even looks good low-tech like that. So we're going to come out with a mask that has this printed on it. And the people go, he's a hypocrite. He says don't buy into the mask, and then he sells them. That's pharisaical views. One-dimensional manipulating. Of course I'm against the mask. I've said it's a fraud day one. We've been proven right. But if you've got to, you know, go to the doctor's office and all the doctor's offices in your town make you wear them, I complain, I say things, I do things. And now they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. Forget it. I walked in a movie theater last night and I said, I'm not going to wear my Bill Gates mask. I'm not a slave. And I goes, you're right, Alex. And he had the mask like hanging down on his side and waved me in. So the biggest thing we've got is our communication and not being selfish and communicating with others. After David Icke leaves us, I'm going to hit the statistics and some shocking videos in the third hour. When I say shocking, shocking, of people being shot, people being stabbed, people being run over. And Americans always rendered aid. It was very rare to see people not render aid. Now they're just letting people bleed to death in the street. Because, and it's always in leftist cities. Because it's a soullessness. And just like you see that epidemic in China, it's now coming here. Because you run into Chinese folks that are Christian and awake, they are incredibly powerful, incredibly awake, incredibly emotional, incredibly connected to God. And then and Harvard and Yale say, oh, we don't care if they've got high IQs. We're not letting them in because they don't have emotional IQs. No, they've been suppressed for thousands of years in a slave state, and they get killed, so they've adapted to be automatons, but they're incredibly good people when you're able to punch through that and wake them up. And that's what the system is afraid of. So I love the Chinese people, and I want to see them set free. I want to see them empowered. So again, there's different ways to fight the enemy. You can openly, aggressively fight them, and I do that as well, but sometimes you got to do the judo move, and this is the way to do it. So there you go. All right, let's go ahead and play it since I mentioned it. Here is Joe Biden, the puppet president. And again, national scientific polls that are skewed against Republicans, 15 points, show that 75% of Republicans think the election was stolen and 30% of Democrats and about 50% of non-voters. I mean, that's devastating despite all the propaganda. And notice it's getting worse for them in polls. As time goes on and they see that Biden can't even find his ass in both hands, so the Lord works in mysterious ways. They stole this thing. Now let's see him try to keep it. Because I'm not a Machiavellian. I engage in full frontal straight up attack. Full straight talk. That's my secret weapon is straight talk and truth. And people are like, man, Jones, you know, why did you just say that about yourself on air? It was terrible. You know, it's the truth. Yesterday I said something bad about myself on air. That's the way it is. And the more I do that, the better it gets. All this creeping around and double thinking stuff and all the rest of it, that's what's destroyed us. We need to act with passion, with our spirit, with what's right, with the first thing that comes to our mind. Because that's not impulsive. We have a giant brain God gave us, an instinct, a spirit that's ancient, all our ancestors, all these incredible things for us. And it knows. What's impulsive is to listen to the system and think about it over and over again. When you already know the truth deep down inside. I had a caller, a black man, call me on Sunday. And he goes, what do I do to get my family not to take the shot? And I said, well, show them that after you take it, you still got to wear a mask. Show them all the side effects and problems. But I said, instead of that, ask their gut. Do you feel good as a white person, a black person, a human with red blood made by God? You feel good about this, Bill Gates? Says he wants to kill you and your family. Now he's got a shot for you. I mean, does it feel good to you to trust them? And the answer is no, I don't, but I'm being pressured to be a good person, to help others. It doesn't help other people. It's a lie. And I watched Senator Rand Paul, who's a medical doctor, but an eye doctor. He knows how to cut cataracts off. You know, like, well, I know vaccines are a great thing, and since the vaccine works great, you should be able to, you know, not wear a mask if you've had it. Why are you saying we got to keep wearing a mask and keep staying in our houses? Because it's a takeover, Senator! And because it's a lie! 7 universities with electron microscopes scanned it. And it wasn't in any of the samples. Just like in Florida, the governor finally raided a bunch of places and they stopped it. So Florida stopped having high numbers. Remember that 9 months ago, 10 months ago? They were having thousands of labs with 100% positive rates with hundreds of people being tested per lab. Some were like 10 tested, 100 tested. Some were like 500 a day being tested in huge clinics, huge outdoor deals at Walmart parking lots, and 100% have it? Bull crap! So DeSantis raided a few of those people, and it suddenly stopped right there. Because they were getting money when they said that. Then you get a hypochondriac, think they're sick, and go kill them with a ventilator, which is the new guillotine. The globalists want you dead, and they want to suck money out while they do it. And so even Tucker Carlson's like, well, you know, all I asked was, if the vaccine works, why people that have had it then can't go out and have a life? And Fauci goes, that's a conspiracy theory, and didn't even respond to it. But watching Tucker talk about how he knows vaccines work. Hey, Tucker, this isn't like smallpox vaccine or a flu vaccine that still never gets the right mutation, but you could claim maybe it teaches you immunity. It's a cold virus. They never had a vaccine for it because there's thousands of cold viruses. It doesn't work. It's a fraud. It's all based on PCR tests. So Tucker's like, why does Fauci lie so much? Why does Big Pharma lie so much? Because they're criminals. Here, this Tucker knows all that. He's slowly getting his audience up to speed. I know what he's doing, so we salute him. But, well, here's the puppet president, Joe Biden, telling you that, oh, we got to be a hero here and fix this here, get you all slave trained now, because, you know, another one's coming. Like I told you a year ago, it'll be like winter storms or spring tornadoes. Or fall hurricanes. It's just something you get used to now, something you do. This is the new way to be tracked, to be controlled. They're the heroes. Big Pharma's tax on you, 10, 15 shots a year to leave your home, and you prove how good you are, and you take selfies. It's the new religion that you've been contrite and gone ahead, Big Pharma communion, and then you get sick and die, but no one wants to talk about it. A pregnant doctor takes a shot, has a miscarriage, says it's worth it for everybody else because I'm a hero. Virtue signal, virtue signal, virtue signal, virtue signal. Here's Biden.
We have to defeat this pandemic and strengthen the global health system to prepare for the next one because there will be another pandemic.
That's right, because now there's always millions of people dying when they're old, run down, not getting the right vitamins and minerals. There's always people dying after heart surgery and cancer, and they go, oh, cause was flu, cause was pneumonia because you were run down, you were old, you lived in a dirty city, you worked in a coal mine. And now they say, oh, cause of death, pneumonia. So again, I told you a year ago, once you take the shots, they'll tell you soon the shots don't work. How did I know that? Because they wrote it in the damn John Hopkins battle plan. That's what's so frustrating at the end of the day is we're just covering reality-based information. You need water, you need sunlight, you need a spiritual connection to God. All studies show that boosts your immune system. And you need a multivitamin that's of organic, high-quality vitamins. And you need to protect yourself. And that's all you need, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. I'm going to play a clip of that transcript of that medical doctor that runs the seven universities on that again, as we did yesterday. And then David Icke is coming up. I am fired up. I am blessed and honored to be here. I am Alex Emmerich Jones, and I love you all. And it is destiny that we are here together now in resistance to this anti-charity that, like all other charities, will fail. But this is the great challenge before we go to the next level.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.